إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My brothers and sisters, we continue on the topic that I started yesterday, which was the first stage. The topic is driving change, and the first stage we said is to own the change, to own the mistake. The second part of that first stage is to change the language. If you notice, we look at problems or we speak about problems in two ways. One is, we, as I said yesterday, we do this, we have this blame game. So, at a simple level, somebody says, he made me angry. So, the onus of making you angry is on somebody else. So effectively you are saying that my feelings are not in my control, my feelings are in the control of somebody else, and that person can make me sad, glad, bad, mad, whichever way. So I am really a puppet in the hand of somebody else. So this is something to ask yourself, are you a puppet in somebody else's hand? If you are not a puppet in somebody else's hand, then why do you say he made me angry, he made me sad, he made me happy? What is the actual reality? So change the language to the truth. That's what I say. Speak the truth. What is the truth? The truth is that somebody did something, you chose to become angry. For example, if somebody says you are a donkey, aap gadhe hain, toh humara normal reaction kya hota? Unhe aap gadhe hain bola, wo he made an assumption and you prove it by your behavior, right? A possible reaction also is to laugh and to say, here is a picture of a wild ass, please look at it and look at my face. Do I look the same? Maybe you never saw a gadha in your life, you never saw a donkey in your life. So that's why you mistake me for a donkey. I am not a donkey, I am a human being. This is what a donkey looks like. So you could actually have this conversation, which sounds funny, but it's certainly better than proving to him that you are a donkey by your behavior. Right? Now, effectively, if you look at how our feelings are governed, they always seem to be governed by what happens in the external environment. You're driving on the road, somebody does something stupid, you get crazy. What is road rage? Road rage is your behavior as a reaction to somebody else's action. So the first thing to do is change the language. Speak the truth. What is the truth? The truth is, my feelings are my feelings because they are my feelings. Isn't it? That's what. My feelings are my feelings because they are my feelings. So if they are your feelings, then you choose what you want to feel. And this is quite literally true. I mean, I'm now speaking from my psychology training hat. You can actually choose to feel whatever you wish to feel. Whether it is grief. For example, somebody dies. Somebody very close to you dies. Now you might say, I have to cry. I have to throw mud on my face, I have to tear my clothes, I have to roll on the ground, whatever the case, you know, whichever way of expressing grief. Well, this person who died was the dearest person to me in my life, was my spouse, was my, you know, child, my father, mother, whoever. But another option to react to that thing is to think about the akhirah, is to think about how this person lived, is to think about the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and actually to rejoice that alhamdulillah, my so-and-so, my relative, my friend, died on Islam, died as a Muslim, and will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And obviously, even the lowest level of Jannah is a million times better than whatever he left in this world. So alhamdulillah, the death of a Muslim is a point of rejoicing. I'm not saying have a party. I'm saying that it is something that whoever understands the akhirah actually will say, alhamdulillah, this is the happiest moment of that person's life, because this is the moment the person was waiting for to meet his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. All his life he yearned for that. He tried to have a ta'alluq with Allah, and he worked for that, he made effort about that, he made dua for this, and on this day he will actually meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what is a happier moment than that? Same, nothing has changed. In the external environment, nothing has changed. Somebody died. But your whole reaction to that now is a completely opposite of what happens. And we see this, we see people and we say, how is it this person is behaving with so much of equanimity, there is no emotional turmoil, there is no signs of emotional turmoil. So-and-so never gets angry. It's not a question never gets angry. A person chooses not to express anger. Think about that. The issue is not getting angry or not getting angry. Anger, for example, one of the most common things and one of the biggest problem causers. And people say, don't get angry. That's nonsense, because there is no way that you can't get angry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created an emotion. Right? It's like saying, I slap you on the face and then don't feel hurt. I mean, if you slap someone, there is going to be pain. I mean, you know, you can't say, I'm going to slap you, but you should not feel the pain. That's not possible. It's associated with that. So therefore, anger is associated with some behavior or the other which you find to be, disagreeable to yourself. The question is, how do you express this anger? The problem is not caused by feeling anger. The problem is caused by expressing anger in inappropriate ways. So, one way of expressing anger, and I'm not even saying don't express the anger. Well, you express the anger. But one way of expressing the anger is to call the person and say, do you realize what you did just now? Just think about that. Just why you spoke like this to this person. Or you did something in this way. Do you realize what you did just now? Right? Why did you do that? You are having a rational conversation, but it is coming out of anger. So anger by itself is nothing wrong. It's a natural, all emotions are natural. Issue is, how do you express the anger? It is inappropriate expression of emotion which causes problems or which creates all kinds of disruption. All emotions are emotions. They are, I call them value neutral. For example, people say anger is negative, love is positive. Try expressing love in an inappropriate way and you will discover how positive it is. The issue is, I love this person, so now I'm going to hug and kiss them in public, you'll get booted out of the place. So the point is that the issue is not a question of the emotion, but the question of how do you express. So change the language. What is the language? What did we used to say? We used to say, he did this, she did that, he made me angry, he made me sad, he made me glad. We must change the language to say, this person did whatever they did. I chose to be sad. I chose to be happy. I chose to be angry. I chose to be whatever it was. Right? Now, when I say change the language, I'm not saying you have to actually make this statement. Go around saying that. No. Say it to yourself. But say it to yourself very clearly and say, I am feeling angry now because I choose to feel angry. The obvious question is, why do you choose to feel angry? Inside yourself, you're having this conversation internally. Why do you choose to feel angry? Are there other choices? Yes, there is another choice. What is to laugh at this thing? Because it's ridiculous behavior. So it's like a joke, right? So let me laugh at it. Why must I get angry about it? Or yes, it's not a laughing matter. I must get angry about this because this is seriously disruptive behavior. What choice do I have of expressing this anger? How do I do that? Do I pick up a stone and chuck at his head? Do I curse the guy? Do I rave and rant? Do I foam at the mouth? Or is there some other way of expressing the anger, of pointing out the mistake, but doing it in a way which is productive, which is non-disruptive, and which is not destructive? Internal, this conversation. And you will find that your behavior from the external world, your behavior and your effectiveness will hugely improve. So first point is that, change the language. Second language to change is, again, related to problems. We use this term, this is not possible. We use this phrase, it's not possible. What can you do? We can't do anything. I mean, typical conversations, for example, today, in today's world we have with regard to the situation of Muslims. What can you do? Kuch nahi kar sakte sahab. Nothing can be done. Now the problem with that is, first of all, again, as I say, speak the truth. Because this is not true. Nothing can be done is not true. What is the actual truth? No, there is no solution is not a truthful statement. For example, if I tell you, can you fly? What will you say? I can't fly, I'm not a bird. So how do you fly? You fly because somebody created a vehicle in which you sit and the vehicle flies. So, is there a solution to your flight? One way of looking at it, there is no solution. But what is the actual truth there? The truth is, I have not found a solution yet. This is the actual truthful statement. So somebody says, what is the solution to the problem of the Muslims? To say there is no solution is false. Because we don't know this. We do not know this. The truthful solution is, I have not found a solution yet. Now, again, not about semantics, not about grammar, not about English language. It's about attitude. If I start off by saying there is no solution, and then Ismail tells me, Suyar Bhai, so what will you do? What will I say? Arre, bola na yaro, there is no solution. Abhi kya karo bolte? I told you there is no solution. What do you want me to do? So when you say there is no solution, all the energy, all the effort, everything is gone out, and you are a dead body sitting there. Instead of that, if you say, I have not found a solution yet, what are you actually saying? You are saying, I am searching for a solution, I have not come to it yet. Now, one is a statement which is completely devoid of anything. The other is a statement which is full of hope. Now, my point is, even if you never find that solution in your lifetime, at least you will spend your lifetime thinking about it, doing something with it, spreading hope around yourself. When you talk to people, you will say to them, I have not found a solution yet. They will also get thinking, maybe somebody will find a solution even after you are dead. That is much better than everyone feeling, sitting there, feeling depressed and dejected and saying there is no solution. So the thing to do as far as owning responsibility for the problem, that is the first stage, which is to own it, is to stop playing the blame game, like we said yesterday. Don't blame the whole world for this one. And secondly, in order to stop playing that blame game, change language in two ways. One is to not be reactive and say, he did this, she did that. No, my emotions and my feelings are my feelings because they are my feelings. And the second one is to use this word, the power of yet. Yeah, there's an article of mine, I'll send it with this reminder also. The power of yet. I have not found a solution yet. And as I told you, it's not about words. It's not playing games with words. This is the actual truth. He or she or whatever external environment is actually not in control of your emotions. You are not a box or not a television set with some remote in somebody's hand. You are a human being. You are not in anyone's control unless you decide to give yourself into somebody's control. That's a very stupid thing to do. Why would you do that? Whoever that person is, even the most trustworthy person in your life, why would you want to give yourself into that person's control? Stay with yourself. You are a human being. Keep yourself to yourself. Alhamdulillah. I will choose to do or not choose to do depending on whatever makes sense to me. And the second one is, again, speak the truth. Don't say there is no solution. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if Allah created a disease, He also created a cure for it. So today we say there is cancer. Cancer has no cure. We don't know that. We have not found a cure yet. You don't say there is no cure. So similarly, for all problems, there are always solutions. I may not know it yet. That does not mean there is no solution. So, let me speak the truth and say, I do not have a solution yet. It is on this basis of learning and on this basis of bringing about change that I want to remind myself anew. Look at the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he said that a Muslim does not get bitten from the same hole twice. So, to be bitten from one hole, you put your hand in the hole, you got bitten, okay. But if you put your hand back in the same hole, something is, you're crazy, something wrong with you, right? So why would you repeat a mistake? Repeating a mistake means that you have not used your intelligence at all. Making a mistake once, yes, true. But doing the same thing twice? And that's why in conclusion I want to say that when we look at it, and tomorrow when we look at the analysis part, we'll see it. The very important, therefore, to own that mistake. Not simply to beat yourself up and to feel bad and to get depressed, no. But unless you own it, you can't change it. If you say, I had nothing to do with it, then you also have nothing to do with the solution. The solution is given only to the one who owns the problem. This is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives the solution only to the one who owns the problem. If you say, this is my problem, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create a solution. Because the benefit of saying, I am the cause of this problem, is that you will become the cause of the solution. If you say, I did not create this problem, then you can't be given the solution. I'm not saying take every problem and say it is mine, it is not. But those which are yours, own them, because then the solution will also be given to you. Own the problem and say, I have not found a solution yet. Inshallah, the solution will come as long as we keep ourselves engaged in trying to find it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to enable us to live our lives thoughtfully and intelligently, and to help us to benefit ourselves and others from that. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.